We're back now with Josh Arnold and his special guest this morning here on Connections. Josh, who we got this morning?
Well, I wanted to bring on Peter Hood, who's the pro for the Bass Rocks Golf Club here in Gloucester.
Well, I understand Peter is the general manager and director of golf over there at Bass Rocks. And Peter, welcome to MSO. And as we were just discussing, it must be great to be back in business.
Yeah, it is. It's the weather's been so nice. People have been itching to get out there, and we're at full force, actually.
Josh?
Yeah, so maybe you could start and just tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be with us here at in Gloucester and the work as general manager at Bass Rocks, and then talk maybe a little bit about what it's been like as we've had this pandemic.
Yeah, sure. Well, I came, grew up in Needham, and I worked at Worcester Country Club, which is a really nice private club out in Worcester for about 8 years, and then this job opened up, and I was lucky enough to get it back in 1994. So I've been here over 25 years. The first 16 or so was the head pro, and now I'm doing a little bit of both, head pro and general manager since then. So there's a lot of different things going on with, you know, with general manager, with the golf and the food and maintenance, and so it's pretty busy. But with regards to the pandemic, you know, we're just following like everybody else's rules, doing the social distancing, wearing the mask, trying to keep as many touch points down as possible. Most of all of our rules are designated by the governor. I mean, we're at a position now that we can only send out groups every 15 minutes, so it really keeps them spread out. You know, as of last week, we didn't have any food. Now we have outdoor food. It's at 50% capacity. Still nobody's allowed in the clubhouse, but they did open the pro shop. So it's you know, we're playing golf, and the members have been great about it. But like I said, we're just doing what everyone else is doing.
When I was a kid, I grew up over on Dragomixander Road by the 17th hole, and I caddied for a few times, but I'm nearsighted, so I couldn't follow the ball. So I ended up, I was the first kid to sell hot dogs and hamburgers during the big tournament they have over there.
Beautiful. You'd make a lot of money now, Josh, if you signed up.
What's that?
You'd be making a lot of money now if you were signed up for that.
Oh, yeah. So they, what is that, you said 15 minutes apart. I would think that golf by its nature is a social distancing sport, much more so than every other sport out there. Why are they so, I don't know.
Well, they're just keeping them spread out. I mean, normally if I have a tournament, you know, I'm going to have a shotgun start. So I'm going to have 100 people hanging around at once.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. So normally if we don't have the tee times, they go one after another, which is like every 9 minutes.
Okay.
So I just think they felt that keeping 15 minutes apart, you know, is we keep them spread apart. You know, it's worked pretty well. The only problem is, you know, you only have so many times in a day. That's only four times an hour. So that's only, you know, 16 players, and we have more than that playing in a day.
Peter, you mentioned the membership, and with the courses closed, we had some spectacular, we had some terrible spring weather, of course, for a long time, but then we had some good, really good weather, and people were just chomping to get out there. What was the reaction of some of the membership? How did they deal with that, and what were some of the things that you were talking about at that time?
Oh, well, you know, we didn't know, like today even, we don't even know where we're going, you know, the next day. So we were planning out as much as we could, but you know, the problem with that is you get ahead of yourself. You know, you're planning stuff to happen in a week or so, and then 2 days later, something else happens. So we were taking it one day at a time. The members were they knew we were working hard at it, getting things to where we needed to get them. And, you know, again, it was all set by the governor, so there was nothing we could do, and they knew that. So they were very patient about it, and the members have been great. And, you know, they're just happy to be out here playing.
The courses on the North Shore are pretty damn beautiful all over the place, but Bass Rocks is something really special, and for anybody who hasn't visited Bass Rocks or know what it's like, maybe you could describe it, Peter. I don't know if you can, but it is an absolutely spectacular venue.
It is. We're very, very lucky. We have one of the best superintendents in the area. His name is Chris Donato, and he could be anywhere, but he's just fabulous. And he turned this place around. And you know, with the being on the water, there's a view of the ocean on every hole, nice breeze. And you know, what makes this place special is the members. They're a great bunch of people, and we just have a good time.
Were there some things you were able to do with the course while you were closed that maybe you ordinarily might not be able to do, or the clubhouse or the tennis facilities?
Yeah, that's funny. Not much with the clubhouse or tennis, but you know, on the golf course, they did allow us to have the maintenance guys out there, so they were able to clean up and get ready without, you know, having golfers around, which was helpful for them. One thing we did do is, you know, usually we do an aerification where you plug the greens twice a year, and we felt with the later start that we decided to plug them a couple of times in the spring, and we're going to pass on it for August, so the course will be open through the summer.
I think final question for me, and I'll turn it back to Josh, Peter, is in terms of a membership and so on, I know a few people over there, because I know Paul Ingram, a longtime good friend of mine, but is there a people waiting to get in, long waiting list for the Bass Rocks Golf Club?
There is. We get a niche. You know, first of all, we're the only golf club up in Cape Ann here. It's a private club, and we have a nice waiting list, but it moves pretty generously. We have opportunities for people to play while they're on the list. But, you know, it's a great spot to be on, and anyone who's interested should probably give me a ring.
Great. What, memorable time we shared on the radio on a golf story a little while back, I told folks that I was golfing with Brian Tarr in one of the chamber golf tournaments, and they had a thing for the best, closest to the pin on the 16th hole. And my second shot from the tee, I put it 18 feet from the pin. Problem was, I put it on the 18th green instead of the 16th.
Those are a little tight, those greens. They're close to each other.
Yeah. Anyway.
So speaking of the chamber, you know, they're still coming over, and we're going to still go forward with what we can. So hopefully everybody, there's your chance to play Bass Rocks if you're not a member.
When is the chamber tournament?
We've got a tournament on Monday, July 27th, I believe.
July 27th, great.
Yeah, so we'd love to have everybody sign up for that, come out, enjoy the course, support the chamber, which obviously they need it with their new building and with the educational fund they fund. So.
Yeah, great.
We'd love
to
have them out here.
What, any other challenges that besides the logistics of the pandemic that you folks have had this year?
You know, we've lost all our functions. I mean, anything, any wedding, shower, I mean, they're gone right now, and they are for the foreseeable future. So that's probably been our biggest challenge. You know, the golf course is open, and, you know, as a private club, you're not so much relying on day-to-day beans fees. You know, you get up front. So we're lucky to be in that situation, and the members are, you know, happy to be out there playing. But mostly the functions is what's really hurting us and our care and Goodman Hospitality. But we're going to coach them through. We're going to help them through it. That's what we do.
What about the when you mentioned they have to, the timing of it? What does that mean in terms of, I want to golf on Wednesday? Do I have to get my name in a week ahead of time if I want a spot on Wednesday, because we can only send so many foursomes out?
Yeah, we've never done tee times before.
Okay.
People would just show up and come down. Now we're doing tee times. So they get the call in advance. It's all online.
Yeah.
And, you know, coaching 600, 700 new people to a tee time system in 2 days is a little tricky, but we're getting it going now.
Yeah,
but yeah.
They
get a book at 6 or 7 days in advance, and like I said, with 15 minutes, it fills up fast.
Yeah, I do have one more question, Peter. In terms of, you know, you mentioned the chamber outing. Are there other events that are tentatively scheduled now? Because I know everything was canceled up to a certain point, but do you have other events in terms of club membership, fundraisers, that kind of thing, that are still on the schedule?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, as a matter of fact, yesterday we had a member guest. You know, still doing the social distancing, still have to spread out tee times, and so we're trying to go forward as normal as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we definitely had some outings in the spring, outside outings, that we're forwarding on to the fall, and hopefully they'll be able to come through with it.
Very good.
Yeah,
good.
So we're trying to operate as normal as possible.
Do kids still caddy, too? Headline. Do kids still caddy?
Well, that's one of the things the governor's not allowing, so there's no caddies around.
No caddies, wow.
And, you know, we're mostly a walking club with pull carts and stuff, so we don't have a lot of caddies, but I feel tough for the, you know, the Essex and the Myopias. They're, you know, that's what they rely on, caddies and the members, and they're not allowed out there yet.
Well, there were two or three, four people who golfed back when I was a kid that, you know, you didn't want to necessarily get their bag. It was the heaviest bag around. Gal Lynn, my uncle Bob Cronin, and a couple of other people had really heavy bags for some reason. Whether caddies didn't you didn't want to get that one if you could. But the tips were good. Anyway.
That's when the bags were used to be made of leather, so they were heavy. They'd be grinding right in your shoulder all the way around.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Well, thank you for being a guest on Connections and sharing all your stories with us and telling us how the golf world and Cape Ann has Bass Rocks has impacted, and maybe we'll have you back later on and when things brighten up in terms of the restrictions, and you can give us an update.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere, so looking forward to that.
All right, Peter. Thank you so much.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
Alrighty.
That is Peter Hood, who is the golf pro, one of the golf pros over there at Bass Rocks. He's also the general manager of the Bass Rocks Golf Club.